clap at home if you want to. All right? You can even move at home if you want to. There you go. I see you moving. I see you moving. In your robe and your house shoes. Brush your teeth though. Let's go. Sing!
I got is an awesome gun.
Award-winning gospel singer and songwriter Kirk Franklin has been pretty busy during quarantine. You just heard part of one of his at-home concerts, which he shared on his YouTube channel Easter weekend. And while Franklin's larger-than-life presence has always been on stage, these days he's taking to social media to reach people. And he joins us to talk more about it. Kirk, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, you know, every time I look around, there you are. You gave this Mother's Day message just a few days ago. It wasn't even just a message. It was like a full orchestra playing in your yard. You do these YouTube concerts. You did this especially moving video about the latest on Ahmaud Arbery. You're working nonstop, it seems, and you're building connection virtually these days. What drives you?
I think I'm just driven by life. I am a student of good and bad, and I've always been inquisitive, you know, as I never want to be the know-it-all in the room. I want to be in the room of those that are thinkers and people that are compassionate and people that have drive and ambition. I'm always driven by that. I've tried to apply that even in my Christian faith or even in my cultural experiences or my social anxieties as a black man, my fears as a father and my heartbeats for my wife and my kids. And so those things drive me.
You brought up your wife and your kids. And really the first thing I think when I think about you, in addition to your expansive music career, is family, the importance of it. It's something we're all thinking about right now. We're either with them in quarantine or we're away from them or we're reflecting on those we've lost. You talking about always wanting to be in the room with people who make you better. You're there with your family right now, but you're also providing an experience where you're connecting with us online. Talk to me a little bit about that.
It's very interesting. You know, I am just always trying to pay attention to how to communicate things that may not always be the hot topic issues in ways that can be entertaining and engaging. That's what I think has always been my passion, you know, even if it comes to the type of music that I do. And, you know, but with family, a lot of the stuff really is organic. Like, you know, like even the Mother's Day thing, like I hadn't thought of that weeks ago. You know, they didn't know what they were going to be doing. I had them do their parts in their phone. I just had them, you know, do it on just kind of like a voice text and send it to me. And went into the studio and kind of put it all together. So, you know.
We're going to have it on our website so folks can see what I'm talking about. But, you know, I think anyone who has watched you perform knows that there really is no sitting down with your hands in your lap. These performances are an experience. I mean, they are high energy. It's praise music. I mean, I'm even standing up right now talking to you because, you know, you obviously don't have an audience right now where you're doing these concerts in front of them. But do you miss the energy of the audience?
To be honest with you, I don't feel emotionally a difference just because, you know, it is still very easy for me to just still be that guy. Like I'm not having to be another guy.
Yeah. You know, it's you. It's what you do. It's your gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not anything to, you know, to try to puff myself up or to try to, you know, boast in anything. I'm just sharing with you what moves my heart. And that's what moves my heart.
Yeah. Speaking of some of your collaborations, when we were talking about some of those IG concerts and YouTube concerts, you collaborated with several artists, including Kelly Price and Fantasia, for a rendition of your song Smile. Let's listen to some of it.
Oh, it fell from heaven like a shower. See, I smile. Even though it hurts, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while, I smile. So much better when you smile.
Today's a new day. You know what I was thinking about, Kirk?
What is that?
When you hit the scene back in the 90s, I was in high school, and I remember it was such a huge deal because it felt like you were bringing contemporary sounds to gospel music. When we listen to that now, like, it is very current, it's very now, but you kind of brought this to the forefront in a way that opened it up for people who may not have been either in the church or listened heavily to gospel music. When you think about that, just your legacy in that way, does it still feel brand new to you? Or do you feel like we've come so far in this time now that we've just evolved with the music?
No, it's still new to me just because there's always a new mountain. You know, there's always a new bridge to cross. There's always a new experience that has to be communicated. Like my heart really is about making sure that the conversation of Jesus Christ is something that can be a relevant conversation regardless of where culture finds itself. Like, I wanted to have a fabric that it can bob and weave out of politics. We're talking race. We're talking social injustice. We are talking pandemics. Whatever it is we're talking about, that I want to be able to bring a light into whatever area of darkness that may exist, that will cause people that are atheists, agnostic, people that are cynical, can be able to hear the hope in the subtitles. And so that's what, you know what? That was kind of good. I like that. They can hear the hope in the subtitles. Mm.
Yeah. Mm. I hear the sermon coming on with that one.
I hope not. You know, is I want it to just be a conversation. You know, is I don't want to preach to people. I just want to love on people, man.
You got to tell us if this is true. I read somewhere that you received your first record contract offer at 7 years old. Is that an urban legend?
No. Well, there was a boys choir or like a band or something that wanted me to perform, and they were going to take me on the road. And my mom said no.
You must have been pretty dynamic for that offer to happen. What were you doing? Were you performing publicly?
I had a play uncle that performed in clubs. And so he would let me come sometimes, and I would do songs with him like Bad Bad Leroy Brown and all the type of little things that would kind of go on. And so I would perform and do music with him.
That's amazing. And since then, your career has spanned decades. Your first album, Kirk Franklin and Family, was back in 93, sold 1 million copies. It was like an explosion. Since then, you have won many, many awards, released about a dozen other albums. You know, but I want to ask you about your activism. You know, we talked a little bit about Ahmaud Arbery. You took to Instagram with that very intimate video. You framed it in a way that said, hey, we're all dealing with this devastating disease, COVID-19. And this message is not to discount that, but our country needs to grapple with this other disease that we've had for hundreds of years. And that's racism. Yeah. Can you say more?
Yes. You know, the problem is that you can't legislate morality, that you can't pass policies that are going to turn the hearts of people, that prejudice, you know, has to do with deeper areas of wiring that we as humans have to address. And that's why I believe that when it comes to the hearts of men and women, that the only thing that can get past the core of our prejudices is love. And it can't be the love that we say to each other during Valentine's Day. It's got to be a supernatural love that is bigger than the cosmos. And so I'm just trying to do my part as a flawed human to try to bring context to it.
Mm. Can we anticipate more at-home concerts from you?
It's almost like the first few weeks, everybody was excited about it, you know? But I'm quite sure that by the time you got to your 50th Zoom call, it was like, all right, all right. I'm ready to go outside to the river and down to the lake. But I think that our country or the world right now, we are at the most vulnerable moment that we've ever been, because I think that people can hold hands and kumbaya for a minute. And then after that, there's an echo of anger and rage. And I don't know if the kumbaya right now comes that. And so I'm praying and hoping that whatever my voice needs to be, you know, that God will give me the wisdom on how to do that, to be able to speak to the second stage of this lockdown, because we are stronger together.
Kirk Franklin, thank you so much for joining us. This was a pleasure.
Oh, great honor. Great honor. Thank you for having me.
Everyone tries.